Hello and welcome to Vocal Chords. I'm Sam Alfreds with you for the next hour. My first guest today on Vocal Chords is Robert Ray, one of Australia's most experienced directors and choreographers. Robert has an international reputation working in opera and ballet with companies such as the Australian Opera, Victorian State Opera, San Francisco Opera, Lyric Opera of Chicago, Canadian Opera, the list goes on. Welcome to 3MBS, Robert.
Thank you, Sam.
That's quite a list, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
And not only have you worked with all these opera companies, but you've worked with the stars too, haven't you? People like Sutherland?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it's been a wonderful. Really, the break came from when I was asked to choreograph for The Merry Widow with Joan Sutherland, with Lotfi Mansouri, who at that time was the director of the Canadian Opera, then became director of San Francisco Opera, who really liked my work so much and sent for me wherever he could, and to work with these wonderful people.
Do you have any other famous names that we can identify with?
Well, they're sort of, you know, it's a generational change now, but yes. I did a wonderful Queen of Spades in San Francisco Opera with Leonie Ryzenek and Vladimir Atlantoff and Maria Guligani. I have done Merry Widow practically all over the States and Canada with Joan Sutherland and Maria Ewing in Chicago with Alan Titus, also working with Placido Domingo and Shirley Verrett on L'Africaine for San Francisco Opera, and Ruthann Svensson, and let me think, Jerry Hadley was in that cast as well. So quite a lot of names. And then back in Australia, of course, working with wonderful people like Marilyn Richardson, and it goes on, Anson Austin, all the regular Opera Australia stars during that period of the 70s and 80s.
Any favourite stories or naughty stories to tell us?
Well, working with Joan Sutherland was an absolute honour, and she was a great Australian, a great singer and a great human being. And I think one of the most delicious memories was she wasn't doing Merry Widow at the time, but there was an after-show party up in King's Cross, and it was somebody's birthday, and Joan Sutherland got up in this Italian restaurant and sang Happy Birthday to this crowd. And I thought, what a treat to have Joan Sutherland sing Happy Birthday to you. But it was a terrific time for me to do all of that.
And in ballet, you've created three major ballets for the Australian Ballet.
Yes, certainly the highlight of my career was when I was commissioned to create The Sentimental Bloke, which was based on the C.J. Dennis poems. It had been a musical by Albert Arlen and Nancy Brown and Lloyd Thompson, but I adapted it into a ballet with John Lanchbury arranging the music, and it took place in Sydney, the opening 1985, to a standing ovation in Sydney. And later in the Melbourne season, representatives from the Russian Gosconcert insisted that the Australian Ballet take it to Russia as part of the bicentennial tour. So it played the Mariinsky Theatre in St. Petersburg, which of course was a great thrill, where all the original Tchaikovsky ballets, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, sure, Nutcracker, were performed. So it was such a thrill. And of course, I remember sitting on the stage of the Mariinsky in Leningrad, as it was known then, and part of the set was all bits and pieces of Melbourne, like the St Kilda Pier, the Flemington Racetrack, and to see all of that being unloaded by the Red Army and put at the back of the stage of the Mariinsky, of course, I had to cry, didn't I, with sheer delight.
Well, congratulations. That's quite a coup, isn't it?
Well, it was. I mean, to have the Russians to look at something, and of course, they loved it. And there was a two-up game in it, and somebody said, "Oh, the Russians won't know what two-up game is." And one said, "We are gambling people. We understand exactly, you know."
But now, directing an opera seems quite different from choreographing a ballet. Do the same principles apply?
In some ways, I think dealing with dancers and singers is probably the biggest difference. Singers are not really taught to move. Well, mostly they're not. Some nowadays are, but you've got to make them look good, and that's the main thing. And of course, in Russia, I believe that the training for the operetta, for instance, is very different to the training for opera, because the operetta singers learn how to waltz, learn how to use a fan, learn how to sit down correctly. All these sort of things are taught, but our opera singers are not taught that. Of course, that's the reason to do it. But I've worked with some marvelous people. As I said, I've worked with Lotfia Mansouri, also John Copley, who did a lot of work for Opera Australia and Covent Garden and all. And he also had done ballet when a boy, and he moved the singers beautifully. So I learned a lot from John Copley about how to move the singers. And also, as a great opera lover, probably an opera lover before being a ballet lover, I have a great understanding of the art form. In fact, I did Hamlet with Richard Bonning that would have been the 80s for Opera Australia. And there's a very long ballet in it, almost 20 minutes. And Richard said to me, oh, it's so nice to work with somebody that understands and appreciates opera. It's usually a ghastly experience.
Now, tell us something about the Fledermaus, which you're directing and comes to the stage on July 26th.
Well, of course, it's really the ultimate operetta. And I often have trouble with the word operetta because I think it can sometimes bad name, because this is really, to me, light opera. It has spoken dialogue, but the demands are just as great as in opera, say in Donizetti or even, you know, some of the early Verdi. It's a marvellous piece. I've seen it many times, never quite understood it, but I do now because I'm going to be directing it. So I've had to learn it inside out. And we have a wonderful cast of young singers and some of our experienced members of the Gilbert and Sullivan Society, which now call ourselves GSOV. It's a tremendous... firstly, the music really is so gorgeous. I've had to go through the score, the original German score, and annotate and put in the English lyrics that I want. So I've really studied practically every bar line, listening to different versions of the English, putting in my own choices, sometimes rewriting some of it myself. And I'm very pleased with the outcome. So it'll be something very new for Melbourne, an English version, which we haven't had before. And also, but as I said, when you match it to the music and listen to the music, you think, my gosh, firstly, this is wonderful. Secondly, this is very difficult stuff.
Any Aussie jokes thrown in?
No. I never like to do that because I think it takes us out of the time and place of where we are building their imagination. Right. So to suddenly drop in a Trump joke would be completely inappropriate, and I would never do it.
And this is an all-Australian production?
Yes, it is. It's a very new production for Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria. It's going to be very lavish. We are using some of our resources from other operas, but basically it's a very new production. We have a marvellous MD in Alan Cook and a terrific cast of young singers and more experienced singers. So these are singers. Some of them are on the start of their career. And let me tell you, it's come and see it now while you can, because in a year or two, you'll probably pay a lot more to come and hear the same people.
There you go, listeners. The Fledermaus is going to be performed from July 26th to 28th. Where, Robert?
At the Darabin Arts Centre in Preston. We've got two evening performances on the 26th and the 27th, that's Friday and Saturday, and two matinees. This is great for the kids, incidentally, on the 27th and 28th, because this is a marvellous introduction. These works, as with Gilbert and Sullivan, they're terrific introduction for younger people, even before the age of 10, because I think most children, by the time they're teenagers, they're over it. But you know, for other younger people, they're fascinating. You often hear from great artists like Joan Sutherland and Margot Fonteyn that they got their ambition to become who they were when they were 4 or 5 years old. So you know, it is a very marvellous introduction to classical music.
And Robert is kindly giving away two double passes for the performance on July 26th. So when the music starts, if you'd like to call, we'd be happy to give them away. Thank you, Robert, for coming to chat with
us.
I wish you and the team the very best in your production.
Thank you very much.
My fingers, my ankles.
Wasn't that lovely? The laughing song from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss. Marion Stadholm was a singer. She was accompanied by the Sadler Wells Opera Company, chorus and orchestra. The conductor was Willem Towsky.